even though you may not like it, you may not like the people, there's a group that pushes it forward. Here we get to choose. We have to choose our life. And I'm going to talk more about that in a moment. But I want to thank the man who put this call together. And the beautiful thing is, he's not here today, so we get to play. No, we get to have we play all the time. But the beautiful thing is, he's out in Zion National Park hiking. Isn't this an amazing way to spend a Tuesday morning? Isn't this supposed to be a work morning? Hello, that's what this business is about. First of all, I want to thank him for putting the call together. It's been over 8.5 years. And this call's been going on, and he's the person who thought of it, guided it, who helped it develop to be this simple little thing. It was very complicated to begin with, and it came down to the simple 15 minutes. And he's brought in the trainers, different trainers, and literally been the heart and soul of the call. And so I want to say thank you to him, because he shares not only with his own team, he shares right across the whole company. So we're honoring Lenny Evans, the amazing Lenny Evans, woohoo, and saying thank you for this, because it's an amazing way to recharge our batteries, to stay on track, and to have a wonderful, just plug in to the mothership, plug in to the higher movement. We're like little drops in a wave, and when we hook in with the wave, it's something carries us. So he's out hiking, so let's all wave and send some love and say thank you. And today's my day, so I get to do whatever I want. first of all, I would like to say that Follow Your Bliss is coming up, and it's in November, November 6th to 8th. And this is something that Lenny put together, and I think it's number 4 now. And it's an exploration into how our thoughts and our beingness create what our lives are. This is not just a simple little how-to. This is not just a simple little let's just do affirmations. This is not just a – this goes deeper and deeper into the law of attraction. So, and what's happened, what's come out of Follow Your Bliss is that people go there and they get it. They understand this is about personal development. Yes, this is about isogenics, but there's a deeper part of this for those who want to explore that, about how we actually activate the magnetic energy around us. I call it this mulch of life, how we activate it to create with it, to become, to create the life and the circumstances we choose, that we want. We're actually always choosing, but sometimes we don't realize we're choosing things we don't want. So this is going to be an exploration into that. It's lots of fun. People come out of that and they go explode their business. So if you're really committed and understanding that this is about self-exploration and want to go deep, it's on the 6th to the 8th in St. George, Utah. You can go out to Lenny Evans 123 and see it there. I would sign up. Listen, it's only $233. And then you all bunk together, and is it a beautiful resort? There's ways to find out where to stay there. I mean, when we would go to these things, there would be 3 and 4 to a room because we're not in the room very much. And I invite you to do that because this is self-exploration. Yeah, we do it by ourselves, but again, once you get into an energy system where a lot of people are doing it together and you see people who have already done it, like Dave MacArthur, who actually went living from $22,000 a year as a mechanic, couldn't even have the money to replace a broken window in his house, and he was riding a bike to and from work because he didn't have the money to keep his car running, and now he's doing over $100,000 a month. You want to travel a long way to see what's happening. How did he do that? How is that happening? A friend of mine once said, you can't be poor enough to help all the poor people. And we think that there's a ceiling on our head, and there's a lot of conversation in our head about wealth and about creating money. But what I found is that when I have lots of money, I can share it. I can give it away. I can give it to charities. I can help places that can't be helped other than by the financial vitamin M. And so we'll talk more about that, but this is a conversation, and there's a wonderful book by Wallace D. Wattles called The Science of Getting Rich. And one of the most important things we can do here in this material world is to create wealth. And I didn't understand that most of my life. I really didn't. I had no clue. It didn't matter because there were other conversations. Ooh, money. Oh, dirty, filthy rich. Oh, you know, I'm not a money grubber. All of those things pop out of our mouth. And we don't, and they're in our minds. They're living there because we heard them from somewhere. What kind of a conversation is that? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we want to evaluate all of those because, in my opinion, and I know it was Wayne Dyer's opinion, so I don't mind saying this too, we are these vast souls. We are these openings to source. And we are creating, we are living through our physical bodies. When we come into this material world, we start creating who we are in the material world. It's like steam. When it goes down into a lower vibration, it becomes water. And then it becomes whatever kind of water that steam is. You know, and it starts, you know, if it's a lake or it's a river, if it's an ocean, whatever it is, but a steam becomes, when you go into another vibrational frequency, all of a sudden you're working with a different order of laws. So who you are, you're this vast soul of who you are traveling and has chosen to become, to come into this material world, this physical world, whatever it is, it's based on polarities, yin, yang, yes, no, black, white, male, female, up, down. The whole thing is based on polarities, and that's real simple. But then once the polarities start interacting with each other, it gets really, really, really complicated. So, but what I'm saying is we have the opportunity to determine the joy in our lives. Let me put it that way. And that was one of the things I was going to talk about. Well, first of all, this is what I love about this business. I mean, not just love, I deeply love it, and I'm deeply passionate about it. And my experience of it has been so total because, you know, some of us have a long journey, you know, a long road to hoe with things that they've gone through in their lives and things that they have to, quote, reprogram and things that they have to literally dig up the whole garden and start all over again. But here's the thing. That's what's required. And that's the joy of this whole business. It's more than just a business. It's self-transformation. It's a personal journey. It's a joyful celebration of life. We are this army, this happy army of people who are dancing down the road and saying, come on, come on, we can be strong together. We can create something together. And what I've learned is the biggest breakdowns, because we're all going to hit them, because that's what life down on this physical world is about. The biggest breakdowns are openings for the biggest breakthroughs. And it depends on how we define the breakdown. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So if the breakdown is an opportunity to learn something new. A breakdown. Oh, my gosh, I'm hitting my head on the ceiling. I can't get any higher. I'm trying to get past this thing. I'm just hitting my head on the ceiling because the idea is when you hit your head on the ceiling, you've grown this far, so now you want to make that ceiling your new floor. And you want to be able to stand on that new floor and go to the next level. Woo! And sometimes we hit our heads on the ceiling, and sometimes things cave in, and we want to look at it and say, wow, there's opportunity here. There's a way to put this. There's something for me to discover about myself. Again, this is transformation from the inside out. And what I discovered is that self, source within me, whatever this is unlimited. It's like, holy mackerel. This is what all of the great mystics have been saying forever. Look inside, look inside. And we forget that all the time. We forget that at every turn. Somebody else does something and we go, wah, what's that? Wah, wah. And if we get to look inside and see how we came into agreement with that, whatever happened, and expand our understanding of it. A couple of ways to do this, you know, I know that I'm talking in euphemism, but I have an executive coach who noticed that a lot of times I would say things in the negative. Well, I don't want to do that. Or what did I say? There was stop finding fault in things. Rather than stop finding fault in things, it's like rearrange your own thoughts. Take a look at how you're thinking and say, wow, I want to discover the power in those things. I want to see what's beautiful about them. Let me see the opportunity here. We did a pretty wonderful weekend. One of my guys, John Wilson, just came on and we came up from San Diego, and we did a weekend in like south central LA. It wasn't too south, but it was in an area where you think, oh, what's the opportunity of doing a booth there? And I don't know what it was, but we said, yes, oh, my gosh, yes. Culturally, it was wonderful bringing together several different communities, the Black community, the Korean community, the Hispanic community. I mean, a lot of people coming together, the white community. We're all coming together to really talk about aging fantastically and the opportunity of it all. And because I'd been working with my coach and he was saying, look at positive, all I saw was, wow, what an opportunity. Oh, what's here? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it looked like it was going to rain. Well, good. Then we'll talk to all the vendors because those guys are the opportunity. Those guys are all the entrepreneurs. And we didn't even look. None of us looked at, we just looked at making it a glorious, wonderful day. And guess what? That's what it turned out to be. Outrageously so. So many things happened. There were press conferences. There were things, people we spoke to. But it was like a real opportunity because we held it there. We held it there. It was just like, oh, my gosh, look what's happening. And you can look at things. You can decide to be happy. Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. You can decide to be happy. Yeah, you can decide to be happy, not fake it till you make it. But really be happy. And one of the ways to do that is to love first. We decide, loving feels really good. I think we all agree on that. You know, loving is just, you know, wow, I'm in love. Waha, this is so great. And, you know, a lot of times we're told, well, protect your heart. You got to protect your heart. You got to wait until they love you first. And I was thinking about that a long time ago, and I thought, wait a minute. Well, if you have to wait until they love you before you can love them, and they're waiting for you to love them before they love you, who's going to love? Nobody's going to love. And so my concept is love first. Jump in. Love first. Not withholding love is against my religion. It's like, wait a minute. If we're these vast souls on this adventure in the physical world, and we're an expression of blooming, of love, of light, to not connect into that and decide to be the radiant opening for that in the world, and acknowledging beauty, acknowledging love, acknowledging happiness, hugging people first, yes, shaking their hands and asking who they are and building them up. If without doing that, if you're not going to do that first, then who is going to do it first? And here's the good news. We get that energy coming up through us from our own source. Again, that which is within us, that is beyond what we know, this vastness, this opening. You know, I mentioned this before, I was in a meditation up in some woods up north somewhere, Humboldt County somewhere, with a group of meditators. And I was sitting there by the side of a river, and I had a little inflatable pillow. I'd inflate it because I was just, you know, I'd sit there on the rock and just sit on my little inflatable pillow because I liked it, and it was easy to carry. And I would meditate, and all of a sudden it came, it was like somebody spoke in my head. And I even was so shocked, I opened my eyes afterward and went, what was that? And the quote was, you are a vastness, an opening, a song of God. I went, what? You are a vastness, an opening, a song of God. And I went, wow, And it took me years to start living into that, and I never forgot it because it was something that came up, and it was like, wow. But I want to say that so are you. You are all that. We are all that. Source is within us. And one of the things that is so beautiful about this business, to really explore who we are, what we're about here, to be able to redefine what a business is, redefine what camaraderie is. I mean, I was even journaling. You all know I journal in the middle of the night because it's quiet, and that's when the door is open. I can put my ear to the universe and listen. And something said, redefine what is home. What is home? What do you want home to be? I mean, we've all grew up somewhere in a house or in a trailer or somewhere. But what is home? If I create a home for myself, what do I want my home to be? Oh, my gosh. And I don't have it right in front of me because it just popped into my head to talk about this. But for me, home is a place where you get to not only get nurturing and you get to grow, but you get to discover who you are and let that come out and have a place that provokes your blooming. And then you get to go out in the world and try things and at least have a safe space to come home where you go, oh, my gosh, that worked, that didn't work. Oh, let's see what we all said. And you get love, you get nurtured, just home with a capital H. It just, maybe it's not a physical place. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's an energy field. Wow, what an idea to redefine home. Wow, what an idea to redefine a healthy relationship. Look at things at the bottom up. We get to redefine things. What about redefining what a business can be, what an income can be? Redefining. We all assume we grow up and we go to school to learn a trade, and then we go out to school and look for a job. And guess what? That age is over. That's gone. With the internet, with smartphones. I mean, we signed somebody up right there on a smartphone yesterday. It was like, oh, my God, Sunday. Just whoa. You know, they didn't have a hotspot, so let's sign them up on the hotspot, on the smartphone. We carry our business. Everything is being redefined. How are you redefining it for you? I know there's a lot of people who are saying, network marketing, what's that? It's so hard. There's nothing easier, guys, to create financial freedom, okay? So anyway, I can go on and on about this. Notice your words. Notice how you're phrasing things. Notice it's not just in your affirmations when you do your affirmations in the world. See, look what I said. It's not just in your affirmations. See, it's in the thoughts that you think. It's how you frame up your mind, say, wow, I can do this every moment. It's in the way I perceive things and actually open up and explode the possibility inside of things. In my mind, on a moment-to-moment level, I mean, noticing that, and I still do it, otherwise I wouldn't have said, you know, it's not just in the affirmations. It's like you notice those little things. I was talking to my coach yesterday, and he said, well, instead of saying, if this happens, then you can create that in your life, says, take the if out and say, assuming this happens, look what you can create in your life. That assuming, replacing the if, takes the wiffy-waffy out of it, the wobbliness out of it. Oh, if it happens, well, it may or it may not. It kind of might, but, well, you know, there's a lot of excuses come into play. If, throw that out of your vocabulary. Assuming it happens, then something else is possible. Anyway, I want to say thank you for all of you being here. We don't know who's celebrating with all this music, but I'm going to open up the lines and we're going to say 1, 2, 3 out to Isagenics and go have a wonderful, positive, powerful day. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Good morning, everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Isagenics. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.